what I see. You don't see 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 what I see. Tried and we got nowhere. Try, try. You want to hear echoes. You don't see what I see. 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 Try, try. Try, try. You don't want to understand. Try, try. You want me to agree with you. Try, try. I tried and we got nowhere. Try, try. You want to hear echoes. You don't see what I see. 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 Try, try.
The penultimate radio obituary is for John Rossell, the sax player for the Glitter Band. He started out in Blackpool playing brass in the pre-rock and roll years in the Empress Ballroom, doing daily dances in the 50s, and in the 60s, he performed in the Boston Show Band. Then he hit the big time playing on Gary Glitter Records. John Rossell just passed away at 75. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You want.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the ultimate radio obituary is for Claude Lombard, the Belgian singer best known internationally for her participation in the 1968 Eurovision Song Contest. She finished in joint 7th place out of 17 entries and then returned to Eurovision in 1973, but that time as a backing singer and finishing last place in the voting. Somehow, though, that performance has since assumed iconic status in the Eurovision fan community. Claude Lombard just passed away at 76. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Tout fou. La tête à l'envers, tout fou, tout doux, je me laisse emporter, glisser. Bébé, 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 bébé,
And that nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Claire Lombard right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode. But we've got one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. Then you can hang out with us all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you were just lovely tonight. Thank you very much. And if you weren't there, I'm sure you were still lovely. And then we'll be back here next week, next Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. So like I said, one final tune, Automatron, then back here next week, all on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford, stereo. We'll be right back.
hate it all. I'd rather burn alive than be too afraid to fall. Bring on the fire. There was a rebel of a man down in Tennessee. Was told only whites drink this tap for free. He sat down, put a glass anyway. And caught a week later, he was shackled in chains. Said, yeah, I'm gonna do it again. Drink that water till my dying day. They said, when will you learn? If you play with fire, you're gonna get burned. But if you don't, you may never feel the heat at all. I'd rather burn alive than be too afraid to fall. Bring on the fire. Married in the hot summer sun. Thought she was crazy, losing her mind. She wore her heels and her head up high. Said that love was worth her life. When will we learn? When will we learn? When will we learn? When will we learn? It's not about glory and it's not about fight. I wanna do something with meaning tonight. There's fear in our hearts from these words in our minds. To overcome that, we need one hell of a fire.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job,
not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? Or a 14-year-old girl who signs up to every after-school activity, not to make friends, but just to get something to eat? Or a retiree who fell ill and had to choose
between getting medicine or groceries.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. People eat marshmallow pies. Every everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away. Plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Oh, This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford's 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Count your money. just a common girl who lit a light of dynamite inside this big, big bang world. So long to another day, I try to fight it, try to fix it, and it just wouldn't go away. But I don't wanna know the reason why we're standing here. Drilling and they just don't seem to die.
Hi, this is Ian Axel, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.